Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's it like to help with fundraising for a great cause? Let's go in-depth with Robin Falsgraf with HCI Care Services, Knoxville. So, Robin, what's your role at HCI Care Services?
My title is Developmental Relations Specialist, and what my job is to get into the communities, educate people about what HCI does and all the programs that we offer, and also talk to people about the fact that we're a nonprofit and we have needs to help our clients. And with that need, we also have financial obligations we need to meet. So it's to raise money, but just as much as raising money, also raise awareness.
And is it easy to raise awareness?
People are very open, so raising awareness, people are open to know, people don't know. So there's not currently a really good base of people who say, I know HCI does all these things. They just don't know all of our programs that we offer and all the things beyond end-of-life care.
Well, can you give us a brief overview?
Sure. My favorite program, kind of the one that I am so excited about, is our WISH program. And the way the WISH program works is many of our patients in hospice care have something in their life that they either need or haven't been able to fulfill. Something as simple as, when I was a child, I used to go to this park. I'd like to go to this park one more time. Sometimes it's reunification with family members that they've been separated from or estranged from, and that at that point in their lives, they think they'd like to make amends. So we do a lot of the reunification process. Recently, we had a lady who wanted to go to a basketball game for the Hawkeyes. We made that possible. In the last week or two, we had a lady who didn't have glasses. And she couldn't see, she couldn't read, she couldn't watch television, she couldn't see the people around her, and we were able to grant that wish. So that's a great wish. There are programs where we work with animals to come in, whether it be the patient's animal, and someone needs to take care of that. Sometimes it's just someone who loves animals and wants someone to bring in an animal just for that comfort. So we have that, the Pet Matters, the Pet Peace of Mind programs. Hospice's goal is to make everyone's end of life as pleasant as it can be, both for the patient and for the family. We also have great bereavement programs that are open to not just patients and families that have been through hospice, but anyone in the community that just needs some help getting through a death of someone that they were close to. And that program, like I said, many people that come were not patients of HCI or family members, just community members.
Are all of these costs, are they covered somehow by insurance or Medicaid or anything?
Most patients that are low income, that is covered. Not the whole extent of their care. There is a portion of their care that goes above what that reimbursement rate is. I wish I could tell you that exact amount. I don't know that. But that's what some of our money will go for, is making the difference between what our service would cost and what Medicaid or Medicare would cover. So the foundation money goes for that. It goes for these other programs that I talked to you about.
All right. So if we were just counting on insurance and the government programs, it's not enough for HCI to operate?
It doesn't actually cover, but the HCI does not turn people away. So if you qualify, you will be here regardless. We will take you. We'll make it. We'll figure out with donations how to make it.
And there are other hospice programs that don't do that?
I believe there are some that turn you away. I wouldn't want to say this program turns you away, but you could be turned away. And HCI stands on the foundation that we will not turn you away.
More in depth after this.
Continued my conversation with Robin Falsgraf with HCI Care Services, Knoxville. So you need help with fundraising then.
Yep.
So that's part of your job then.
Yes, sir.
You raise awareness, show the need, and then you provide the opportunity for people to give.
Yes. And, you know, we really want to stress that people don't have to give a huge amount of money. You know, if $5 a month or $10 a month donation fits in your budget, at the end of the year, that makes a big difference. You know, one of the things we do with the WISH program is if you can't pay a utility bill and you're in hospice, we don't want to see your electric shut off. So we will do our best to pay that utility bill. And that money comes with a $5 a month donation. You know, you can add that up, and at the end of the month or at the end of the year, you've paid somebody's utility bill.
HCI has been in the area for, I don't know, a long time, 20 years maybe?
Many years it's been in Knoxville. I'm not sure how many, but this has been here for a long time.
So an important part of the community.
Yeah, very important part of the community. And again, and I shouldn't just say Knoxville. You know, this team in Knoxville goes quite far. You know, they go to Newton, they go to Oskaloosa, they go to Pella, they go, you know, quite a distance, Indianola, to help people that need hospice service.
And it's part of a larger organization that covers much of Central Iowa?
Yeah, and expanding all the time. Mm-hmm. So it's a good part of this. Southern half of Iowa is pretty well covered by HCI.
And so how do you go about soliciting donations? I mean, that's a hard job, isn't it?
It's a terribly hard job because there are many nonprofits that want people's dollars. And so we're all at it to say our program is the one that you should give your dollar to. The competition for every dollar of donation out there is high. But hospice is an easy thing to talk to people about because ultimately we're all going to face this issue. Someone we love, you know, in our family. And hospice is such a broad program, and the difference hospice makes. Every time I go out and hear a story about Robin, this is what hospice did for my family, it is very easy to say, let me tell you about the lady who told me last week what hospice did for her family. So I'm proud to do this. I'm proud to say it's not 2 days of laying in a bed waiting for death. It is months of helping you meet all the needs that you and your family have, from spiritual care to we have social workers. It's really a program for the whole family.
So people know enough? Do they really know enough when you ask? And I guess I don't understand how to ask for money. How do you do that? How do you train to do that?
I don't know if you ever feel good doing that. I don't know if it's ever. I can't wait to go ask somebody for money. But it is not so bad to say, if you could donate $150, you could make this woman's life so much better by buying her the glasses. You know, it's different than going out and saying, hey, could you just donate $150 to hospice? It's easier to say, for $150, we could buy this lady glasses.
And so some of it's just making us aware of it. Those with the wherewithal, I mean, if somebody came and said, this lady needs glasses, I mean, if you just said that at a restaurant, a whole lot of people would say, well, let me help.
That's what I think. You know, I look at myself as much as being the person that asks for the money, I also donate to organizations. Who am I going to donate to? I want to donate to something that's going to make a difference in somebody's life. And I think when you donate to HCI, you truly are making a difference. So let me tell you a quick story about a guy that I have dealt with quite a bit. He was married for 61 years. He and his wife married very young, and they were married 61 years, and she passed away. Hospice was able to do, one of our programs is a recording of a book. The dying person reads a book, and often the book goes to grandchildren or children. So they always have that voice of their loved one. When I went to visit this man, he said, Robin, will you listen to my wife's book? Because I listen to it every day. So it was, you know, for that, and I don't know what the exact cost for that program is, but let's say it's $40 to buy the book, make the recording, make the CDs, and give them to the family. They cherish that. This man, every single day, listens to that book his wife read.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Robin Falsgraf with HCI Care Services, Knoxville. You've got so many stories that we could go on and on for hours, I bet.
We could. And, you know, when I started working here about 6 months ago, I thought, how am I ever going to tell people hospice? Be excited about hospice, you know, because we don't think of it as a positive. But, you know, when I come into the offices and they tell stories, I leave thinking, how do we tell this to the masses? You know, when people make bucket lists, and truly some of our patients have bucket lists, these are the 5 or 10 things I would like to accomplish in my last 6 months of life. The staff at HCI does what they can to help those people accomplish those things. And it's exciting to tell people, this lady had 6 great months. She lived, when she passed away, she had done everything on her list. That's a positive. That's a happy thing. That's, you know, that takes a sad thing and makes it a good thing.
Wow. Well, one of the things that is interesting to me is all of the volunteers that help out. So whenever I stop by or walk by in the window, I see, you know, people that I see in the community, friends. There's a big team of people that help.
The ladies in this office would be able to tell you the outstanding number of specific volunteers they have here, but HCI is very volunteer driven. And I know that I've talked to volunteers, and one of my favorite things is to go to volunteer trainings and meet the people who are the volunteers that help the patients. And they're great people. Almost everyone I've met has sometime in their life been impacted by hospice and know how important that volunteer was to their own family. And their gift back is to do that for someone else. Mm-hmm. It's a really awesome thing.
Everybody's going to be in this situation. But the first time, I'll just tell people, with my mother, I had no idea what to expect, really. And I didn't know how much help and all the pressure that it took off of my dad and mm-hmm. sisters. It's just an incredible kind of thing that happens, and it's all, you know, in this terrible time, this incredible burden.
It's lifted, isn't it? Yeah. It's taking all those decisions and having people who do this help you and walk you through those steps, and that's a big deal. I went and gave a presentation in Southern Iowa, and a young girl came up to me, maybe in her mid-20s, and she had just had a friend go through the death process with her parents. And she said, how do I learn what hospice is and what it does before I'm in that position? Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, what a great, what a great thing to get educated about hospice way before you need it to make a decision. And I told her, I said, volunteer. Because I think when you volunteer and you help those patients or even help in the office, you get a much greater understanding of the whole program and when to call hospice. You know, a repetitive thing I'm told all the time is, hospice was so great, I wish I had known about it or done something sooner. Hospice is actually not days, it's months. You know, you can have hospice care for quite a while and help you get through those stages and your family get through those stages.
And is that a regret that people sometimes say that they didn't?
I wouldn't say sometimes, I would say often.
That they should have contacted.
They should have contacted hospice months before. So, you know, but they don't know how much help it is until they have it, until they try it. And, you know, HCI is very good about if you have questions, call and ask, you know, and somebody will talk to you. The social workers here are fantastic. And they'll talk to you about what hospice can do. What can hospice do to you 6 months, you know, before you are in the decision of last minute, last days?
Yeah, and you know, I say this frequently on my shows, is that we're Iowans and we want to not, you know, be a burden on anybody else. We try to handle things ourselves, but this is a time when we need some help.
You know, I have had the opportunity to shadow a nurse, a social worker, a pastor, all through HCI. And every time I go home, I say to my family, I'm just amazed at what they do, and that they treat everyone with such dignity and care and kindness. And it's just something you almost have to see to believe. Because I just, you know, I've asked this question so many times. How does one organization find that many good people? Because you just don't find that much. here, honestly, I can tell you with a clear conscience, I have not met one person that I don't think is an awesome person that works here.
Thanks to Robin Falsgraf for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.